Good morning. Anybody want to say hello? So I have to talk to myself. I know there's people out there. I just heard a beep. Well, this is the Advanced Lifestyle call, and it is Tuesday, and I think that our beautiful weather in Cleveland is coming to an abrupt end within the next couple of days. I just read in the paper, we may even have that awful S word on election day. How lucky can that be? Anyway, somebody want to say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
This is Mary Lou in Texas.
Good morning, Mary Lou. Thanks for piping up. I don't like talking to myself. I'm afraid I'm going to start answering. Oh. How are you down there?
Doing okay.
Good. I have to tell you, I bought a pomegranate a couple weeks ago, and I thought of you. And I opened it up, and the seeds were not real red. How come?
They're not quite ripe.
That's what I figured. A little early.
That's what I ran into, and I pulled those other ones earlier, and they just flat ruined.
Yeah.
And I tried to get that from that other lady. It just, hers were very white. So,
yeah, there was a little, I mean, there was some red, but, so that means they were just picked too early?
Yes.
Ah, okay. That's
how
I was feeling.
Market, you know.
Yeah. So are we getting closer to being able to buy?
Yes.
Just,
they'll be coming, but they were, it was a little early here, and I rushed it too, so I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I saw them advertised again now, so it's still a little early, you think?
Yes, I think they'll be a little better.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay.
But they're coming along pretty good.
Okay, good. Thanks for sharing that.
I need to ask a question before you get in there. I've missed some calls, and did Shar ever say anything about, did they ever hear from the results on the water of what that it really takes out on just the aquaporin on the bacteria or what it takes out of ours beside the chlorine and the fluoride if you have it in your city water. Did y'all ever,
Shar, are you on? I have not heard an update that I've heard, but I've also missed some calls, so I'm not sure. Anybody else who's on that may have heard that?
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Actually, one of my friends sent an email to NECAN asking about the water systems, and they sent back and they said it takes it all out. And now she had asked about high water in general, and the response was it takes it all out. But there still is a uncertainty on all of the different systems. Because he did say pi water takes it all out. I'll look real quick in a minute, see if I can find that letter that they got back.
So you're thinking that one system may be a little bit more accurate with getting stuff out than another?
I think now, I have been told from NECAN and different people that the new one...
The under-the-counter?
The under-the-counter and the on-top-of-the-counter one.
The old top-of-the-counter or the new top-of-the-counter?
The new top-of-the-counter and under-the-counter.
Okay.
They sent in to NSF for testing on the NSF 53. There's two different numbers of testing, a 40-something, 47, and a 53. 47, I'm not sure I have exactly the number of the testing, but that one removes taste, odor, sediment. The 53 removes all of the chemicals, the bad. The first one removes some of the chemicals. The second one is like the cleanest that you can get. So the top of the counter, the under the counter, has done it. It has been approved
by both.
That. In other words, they particularly tested those. Now, as far as what the other ones do, I don't know if they tested them against it or what. Here's the letter. Here's what it says. She asked all about, Dear NECAN, I live in a neighborhood with high trihalomethane concentration in our household water supply, I have been told by some NECAD consultants that PIMAG water takes out contaminants, and other NECAD consultants that it does not, have told her. When I speak with California Health Department Water Division, I find that PIMAG is not on their list as certified by them to remove trihalomethane. We have 300 homes in our development who really need a product that removes this very dangerous hazard. I am in hopes that you can give me certification information and technology information that will convince me and them that your products are right for our situation, in particular the shower head and the under-the-counter unit. Thank you for your help in this matter. So she is specifically asking about the under-counter unit in this letter, too. The answer is, hi, Kay. Here's a link to the NSF website showing the PIMAG countertop and under-counter water system, showing it will reduce trihalomethane. If you cannot click on it, just copy and browse. It's pretty just kind of nothing else. To see the data, log on, click here for business tools.
So they didn't address the shower head at all.
Beacon water systems are only to be used for already municipally treated water.
And is hers not municipally treated, do you know?
Yes, it is. But
it
they
is.
Over when they get these trihalomethanes going, which are toxic, when the people over chlorinate the water. Then it causes a chemical reaction. It causes a lot of trouble, and that's what they have going on up there. And they told us in our area, which is down below that area, as the water declines, it gets worse. So the toxins raise as the water declines. But we've been fighting this battle for a while, trying to get an answer from NECAN as to the shower head, the aquaphor, the water bottle. And they just keep saying the under-the-counter and the countertop. And from my understanding, they tell us that because those are the ones they sent in for testing. It's probably a long, expensive thing to send everything in for testing, and I don't know if they're the same system as the other system as far as what it goes through to take out the pollutants. But we know that they're certified and documented as NSF 57, which is the strongest rigid certification that can be passed. So we know that those really take out everything else. Things like your Brita, they're certified for the lower NSF, which is just kind of smell, taste, odor, and a few things. But as far as the water bottle, the portable one, the aquaphor, I can't really get an answer on. I don't think they've been certified for 57. Maybe they just haven't been tested.
It seems to me when the new systems came out, I remember asking if they are better than the original countertop. And the difference, there is a slight difference, but certainly I have the original one, and I made the decision for my family that it was not worth doing whatever I would do with it to buy a new one, but the difference it's not a major difference. It's a very slight difference, an improvement of cleaning the water. As far as the aquaphor, I don't know. I have not heard anything about that one in comparison to the others. But I know when it came out, you know, they certainly were not saying that it's a lot worse than what we had, which was the countertop. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been, you know, we wouldn't be using it.
Nancy?
Yeah, go ahead.
There is a slight difference, but it was so small that they assured us that the quality was still way, way up there.
You're talking about the aquaphor, Char?
Yeah, talking about the aquaphor. And with the bottle, there again,
in, it was the same thing. But the, you know, compared to anything else that we're using for the situation, the convenience, because people are just not all going to fill bottles at home, and you need sometimes to refill them on the way. So that means you'd have to carry an extra gallon if you want to, you know, be a purist about it. It should be in glass, and you know, I mean, it just depends on what level people want to take it to. But I remember when they came out with the new one, they said that it's not like there's anything wrong with the quality of what we've got on the original countertop unit. Because they, and the reason that question came up was, why would anybody buy the existing one, which they may still have some available at the discounted price, I don't know. Why would anybody buy that when we've got the new one? And they clarified the quality of the water, and that, and also to put people's minds at rest that we're going to continue on using it, that there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I don't know that there was actually any difference in what it took out. Maybe a small amount, but I can't remember exactly how they explained it, but that was my paraphrase of it, and I know I listened very carefully to it at the mm-hmm. time.
Do you know where the express fits in, or the shower head, Char?
Well, the shower head is not drinkable.
No, I know.
Okay, so you're in a totally different category.
It's just removing chlorine, correct?
Well, it's chlorine, and it's magnetizing, and that's why it's called vitalizing.
Okay.
You know, other factors there, too, as far as
the... And what about the express? Do you know where that fits into any of this?
Those are still supposed to be in the same. It's supposed to be in the same quality.
Okay.
Now that, and the reason I'm saying it that way is because I don't know when once they develop that filter that they've proven that system, that combination does that. I don't know that they run the water through it each time once it's proven, and that's probably why you may not see. And I'm not sure that it doesn't have. If you look at the manual, you can go in on the internet and pull up the manual, and it'll show the specifications that they've reached with it.
Okay.
I did send that out to Dave Balzer and never got an answer back.
Mm.
Well, I know Dave is in a different category or in a different position now than he was before. So he just may not be tied into that to be able to do that.
That's my thinking, too. In all of this research, I think, I'm not sure, but it seems to me like they're basically all the same type of filter.
Right.
They're just in different forms of distributing it to you.
Right.
And if they tested two of them, why would they have to test all the rest?
Well, that doesn't make sense because it's just a different container that's holding.
Yeah.
The inside, when you pull the one out of the express, it looks identical to the other one, except it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're putting less through at a time. And that micro sponge is your pre-filter. And, you know, if you've got any other question on it, you can also use, in the aquaport, you can use the dome. But most places, they said if the water's potable, you don't need to, you know, take the time to use the dome, because the other one is very satisfactory. So, you know, some of it is having confidence in the company, and then you get down to the bottom line. If there's a question between what they've got and what we've got, energy test it.
Well, and I was just going to say, too, that certainly anything that we have is way above anything else that's out there.
Right. And you know, again, the confidence in what the company does, and I'm not saying they can never make mistakes, obviously, but with what they have done in their field of research and how they're putting them together, one of the calls that we had, a Royal Diamond call, they just reiterated that, you know, in these fields that we are working so strongly in, we will be ahead of the game. I mean, I had a guy try and call me on one product the other day, and he was taking this product way over the edge and on, and he wanted us to deliver it to the company. And I said, you know what? Our package is a total wellness home, and you have got one product, and you want, you know, I don't even want to go there because I...
can think of nothing like that. Somebody's got a puppy in the background. I can think of enough like the company that I can't imagine that they want to let go, and something has to give. Companies, and just like you and I, we've only got so much time to do so many things, and we've only got so much funds to do so many things, and we've only got, there's a point where it's not, you know, it just needs to be cut off there. And so with people that are extremely, extremely technical, I use the methods that I can use to prove it, and then I just look at them and I say, let's see which one your body likes best. That's the bottom line. Let's see which one your body likes best and go for that. And I'm not arguing with you guys, you realize. I'm just setting up a debate situation in the way I'm talking. I don't mean to try and argue with you by any means. I don't mean to try and argue with anybody, but I do want to give them answers that they feel confident with. And listening, well, there will be more information available on the site that Terry is using, the Wellness Network, I'm sure, and I have not by any means gone through absolutely everything on there. When it's presented in its fullest form, that's about the best we can do. We're not trying to be engineers and decipher every minute, you know, detail on these things. It's just that
I got a question that's on the aquaporin. I've had two people tell me that going through the water machine, you know, using one of the flora things, the hot and cold things, that the water tastes different and it doesn't taste as good as the plain aquaporin that goes on the counter. Has anybody else had that problem?
Yes, I do. It tastes horrible. It does. I have one. I've had it for a long time. I took it down to my shop. Nobody will drink it. It tastes awful. And I think I've been trying to figure out why, because I'll clean out my machine and it gets better. And when I empty it out and run fresh water in, then it tastes good for a little
while. Now, which one are you talking about?
The hot, and when you go to Home Depot and buy a hot and cold
dish. Oh.
Put the deluxe on it.
Now, my daughter won't drink it. She put some lemonade in it and then drinks it. She says it just doesn't taste good.
Here's what I think is happening, and I don't know if everybody else has seen this, but I think because our water is living that things like it more. I don't know that. Let's skip that idea. But I think when it's down inside that machine, I'm thinking I've developed some mildew down inside that machine. And you can't get down in there to bleach it out and clean it out in there. You can take off the pie system, but there's a plate there. I can't open it up and clean down in there. And I have seen where when the water sits for a long time and there's a ring, that sometimes mildew will form around the top of that ring. So I think I have mildew down inside that machine.
Well, that is a possibility. I don't know why you couldn't flush it out though with bleach, but
I probably could. I think I'm just gonna throw it away and buy the crock. My daughter has her sitting on a crock dispenser.
Right.
Although the problem is that this is the only spot in the office, but yet I know somebody up in Washington that has the same problem. This is the only spot in the office, and she wouldn't let me get one that sat on the sideboard. But when we came out with the one that had the hot and cold, yes, then she'd have one. But she says the water tastes terrible, and now I've heard of another person saying it, and now I've heard of a third person, so it makes me feel a little bit better. I thought it was just her complaining.
Well, I did when we first took it up, but we kept running water through it, and we got rid of the taste, but then again, you know, it depends on people's taste buds, how sensitive. Now, Denny's are extremely sensitive, more so than mine are. But the other thing is, okay, so you're looking at that as the fault of the taste of the water. And I would have to agree, only because the other thing I was going to ask you is, where do these set? When you've got a unit that's running hot and cold, that's being subjected, at least to some distance, in the temperature that the water is going through, which only intensifies the fact that it can change quality.
Well, they use it mostly just for the cold water. They don't use it for the hot.
Okay, but the unit is still there unless they've got it completely unplugged and there's no heat going to it or electricity.
Right.
Just the electrical energy could have some effect on it also. As we well know, that's a negative energy. So I think you've got a whole bunch of other factors, and if I was you guys as many times as you could, I'd go with just the aquaporin and forget the unit. We've already had trouble with, we've got three in our house, and no, we've got two. We've got three all together and one in our office, but two of the three right now are not working, and I've got to have Denny take them apart. So, you know, I'm not thrilled about running them through for the convenience. The one I like is the one I've got hooked up on my my small sink on my island, and it goes direct to my instant hot, and I've not had any problem with the taste of it. But that's coming out of our, you know, our stainless steel one. It's not going through the aquaporin. It's only on demand, so it's not sitting there. What I was going to say, too, is if you've got it anywhere where the light can get to it, the outside light, you are going to develop growing algae in there because of the live substances in our water.
Okay, there isn't any light, but I do have a question. If the way she is using it, because she doesn't like the taste of the water, is she puts a little crystal light in with it every time. Do you think the water is still, or have you heard anything about the water, that it's still a good quality? Because she's using it, and if it isn't a good quality, I ought to get it out of there.
Well, crystal light's not a good quality to begin with. I would use lemon juice, which would counteract anything that probably...
Now, this isn't an office, so the crystal light counteracts it. But do you think the water is still a good quality?
What I'm saying is the crystal light might counteract the taste, but it's not doing anything to help the utilization of the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I'm asking, is the water all right?
Yeah, I know what you're asking, but I don't know that because the water's going through something we can't back if it's not clean or if it's not cleaned out. I mean, even the water units that they bring to where they deliver water, they've got right on them. They are supposed to be cleaned out, you know, every so often. I don't know what the time frame is on them. I don't remember anymore. But that is a reflection of the water that they're delivering, which, you know, we all know what that is. So, anyway.
That machine needs to be cleaned out, the hot cold machine.
Okay, well, I'll go over and clean it out then on a Saturday when he isn't in.
Mm-hmm. And I flush my water a lot. That water will sit in that machine forever, and it just keeps growing. So that thing needs cleaned. That's why the crock works really good, because you can take that crock to the sink and wash it out, and then the water is real fresh and nice. But I think it's in those machines that you buy at Home Depot or whatever that they just get dirty inside, and you've got to somehow...
Thanks. That helps a lot, because, as I said, I'll go over on a Saturday when she isn't there and clean it out.
Hi, Brenda. I have even found on the top of the optimizer, every once in a while I have to bleach it just to get the, you know, even though I wash it every day, stuff does accumulate. I think because it's living water, it does tend to accumulate some kind of a growth, whatever it is.
Wouldn't be healthy if it didn't.
Yeah.
And that on the optimizer, they even say to dry it out at night and let it air dry, which is exactly what we had to do in the restaurant. Everything had to be air dry to have a commercial. So it's still following the same guidelines.
There. Yeah. Mary Lou, does this help you?
Well, they're going to have their show on Friday, and I kept thinking, well, I'll hear something about the water, but I think it's back like our situation here is back like what Brenda was saying, that it's the city water where it's coming through that they're having trouble and they're not doing right with their chemicals. But then nobody in that whole area can see anything.
Well, but just remember, it is better than anything else they can buy out there.
Yeah. And
so
they always come to me and just say, oh, well, that Brenda's doing whatever, you know, other people. But, no, I like our water and feel like it's great, and I use the aquaporin, but I've not had the other ones underneath the sink or something, but I will have it one day maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that it would. But, You know, I'm like you. I'm not technical. I can't answer all their questions, but I don't think they're getting their questions even answered when they send it in to a testing water company, see, so.
I've got one question.
Somebody recently told me, and I don't remember who it was, that the Britas, you have to change those filters like once a week or something, and people are just not doing that because of the expense, I'm sure. So they're basically just drinking tap water.
I got one question.
Sure.
I had it on mute because my dogs are making a noise, and I heard the optimizer, but I didn't hear what was said. What was said about the optimizer?
It has to be cleaned. Every once in a while I know that my tap has something growing, and Char was saying, I think she was breaking up a little bit, but that the whole thing needs to be air dried.
They say to take it, you know, empty it and air dry it. I don't do that every night, obviously.
I do.
I do it maybe once a week or something, but I do not clean it out and air dry it every night.
I use a lot
of water through ours.
Yeah.
I don't clean it, and I've heard you're supposed to clean the actual thing with a toothbrush. I don't do that often.
I never heard that.
I think that's in the book, that you should clean it, actually rub it across. And then one time I did see that it looked a little bit, you know, like it needed cleaning, and I took a soft toothbrush and went around it. But that, I think, is in the book.
You know, a thought I just had is it's nice that this happens, even though it might be an inconvenience that we have to clean out our machines or whatever. If you go out to a creek, this one lady told me, you know the water is drinkable if there's live things in the creek.
Mm.
If they're all dead, it's not drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get water delivered to my house before I got my first aquaphor, and I never had a taste problem. Well, okay. Does that mean nothing will grow in it? Nothing's growing because it's dead water, completely sterile? I kind of like the fact that I have living water. I feel a lot better from it.
You used to have those big things of water delivered?
Yes.
I remember several years ago at a business thing that I went to, an expo, I won two of those big things. And, they're in huge bottles, and I think it was plastic, I'm not sure. But the first time I drank it, I thought, wait a minute, this tastes so bad. I ended up giving the bottles back. They tasted so bad. You know, and I had somebody else who was in the house, I said, taste this, and then taste this. And the difference was just unbelievable. And this is what people are drinking.
It just tastes like plastic.
Just by taste alone, I thought, I don't want this. So, interesting.
This lady at a meeting I was at said, oh, I have plenty of water. I keep it in the trunk of my car all the time.
In a plastic bottle, I'll bet, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To deliver for Red Cross.
Ignorance is bliss, huh? Phone is ringing. Anybody have any questions about lifestyle?
Excuse me, this is Molly Chong.
Hi, Molly. Nice to hear you.
After a long, long, long while, my son just got married last week. So.
Congratulations.
I want to say a few things about the water. You young man talked to Charles Franklin. The long wait for him to call back. What Char was saying that even though we are not 100% perfect, but in comparison to other companies, water purifier, we are on top.
Mm-hmm.
This was in relation to fluoride.
Mm.
Fluoride is the most difficult element to get rid of. 45%. Don't worry about it because ours is better than anybody else. So we should be at ease with what we can put down.
And you're specifically talking about the aquaphor there, right?
No, we were talking about the fluoride in Nikan's planet water system.
In any of them, okay. Thanks for that, Molly.
I should write an article on the conversation we had.
Great, thank you.
The original countertop, the white one, was a really better one on the filtration of the fine filter. The mesh was 0.2 micron small, whereas the new one is a 0.5. So it is the old one is still better. If you still have that unit, you can go back to it. Since there is still available the replacement, the filter replacement.
So you're saying the older counter unit does it to a smaller degree than the newer one?
The other way around.
No, she said 0.2 for the old, 0.5 for the new.
That's the size that would get through.
Right, 0.2 is smaller than 0.5.
No, I thought it was 0.1.
Yeah, initially.
We're talking about such infinite figures anyway, but.
Yeah.
Then we were told 0.2, so I used that 0.2.
For the old one.
I know, I remember what you said about the 0.1. That was what we were told initially. And then later on, it's 0.2.
For the old one or the new one are you talking, Molly?
The old one, we were initially told it was a 0.1.
Okay.
And then later on, the same white countertop, we were told 0.2.
I was told 0.1, and then that the aquaporin was 0.2.
And that I thought that when the new one came out under counter, that was supposed to be even smaller than the original over the counter.
It probably is. That's what I've heard, but I don't know.
We're talking such insignificant figures here
that don't
throw anything away, is my feeling. But thank you for that information, Molly. That's great.
You know, I think one of the easiest things is to use one of the presentations that are set up, the PowerPoint presentations. I sent it out when somebody was questioning just the other day. I didn't get feedback, but evidently it satisfied them, and they were rather technical, and it was one that had been put up on Mike DiMuccio's site in the library, either in the library or the tools. I can't remember which now. You have to poke around a little bit till you get used to going in there. Now I just kind of go there, but... anyway, it was several pages, and it just walked through the whole scenario. It didn't get hung up on, you know, just one small area. It was giving the total picture, and to me, that does by far the best job, and probably puts at rest a lot of these things you're going to get. You're still going to get them once in a while, but, you know, we can only be so expert in our fields, and the company is only going to take it so far, and you're always going to get someone that you're not going to be able to satisfy. And I've just learned sometimes I just have to do the best job I can with the information I've got, and then just let them, leave it up to them.
So when you're testing them, Char, do you generally, the easiest one, use the fingers?
Yes, yeah, I do. And letting them taste it, too.
Oh, sure.
Letting them drink it and the mouthfeel and the whole thing. I mean, we went through years of doing this at the State Fair, and we had very, very, very few that would, you know, go into what we've talked about this morning. So.
Okay.
Have you got offhand, do you remember Mike DiMuccio's webpage?
Well, the website is the Wellness Network, and then you go in, you click on the green start button, or you go to the wellness track, and then you you click on, you have to click on the green button at the very bottom that says start. And this is being changed. I mean, they're doing a tremendous amount of work on it to make it the simplest form possible with the amount of information there. The more times you get information, the more you've got to be cataloged and indexed to find it, right? So that's always the issue. But to provide us with answers to as many possible things, and from corporate as well as from other experts in the field. So that was, you know, that was what I
didn't. I didn't hear. I heard the Wellness Network, but I thought you said something before it.
Okay, Lee, send me an email, and I'll just return a reminder, and I'll just return the link that takes you right to that spot.
Okay, thank you.
I can do that. That's easier than trying to describe it to you.
Is it .com, .net, .org,
Oh, it's .com. TheWellnessNetwork.com. And you need to get into that. This is just using it right off the website, not downloading anything. I think. I've been taking these classes, guys, and they cover a lot. So what I'm studying in front of it is different than what I'm trying to remember through my mind's eye. I apologize.
You knew more about computers than anybody I'd seen before, and you hadn't taken any classes.
Well, I mean, I'm taking the classes in that I'm studying in the trainings on the WebEx and on the telephone combination that they're doing, and that is making it more user-friendly for me because I'm hearing how the people are using it and how they're applying it. So, you know, it's a learning curve. It's like anything else. If we don't, I want to keep up with what they're doing, okay? Not everybody does, so.
Shaw, this is Mary Lou. You said something about Terry Wellness a while ago. I wasn't following.
Oh, Terry with the Wellness website.
Oh, Terry with the Wellness website.
Yeah, Terry and Mike are doing, they're taking their group through this information so they it can be user-friendly for them and they know how to use the tools. That's all it is. We're not changing anything we're doing, except there's a lot of tools there. There are also a lot of them available on Pathfinders because Rick has put a lot more up. So there are two places you can go and, you know, do what is right for you. I'm not trying to convince anyone to do anything in particular, just an ease of getting the information that you need to use.
I agree with you, Shaw, on Rick Murphy's recent edition. It's wonderful. He makes things so simplified. He had those e-buys and whatever the situation, you just go from step one, step two, step three, and on the way to the training, and it is wonderful.
Right. Well, they both got incredible sites, and so, you know, that's all I need to say. But give yourself some time. Don't be in a rush like you usually do, because it may take you a bit to find the one that you really want to use, because I'll compare and look at different ones. So.
And don't drive yourself crazy over it.
That's right.
It's frustrating. Go out.
But we allowed to drive us crazy.
As an FYI, guys, Oprah has on today, and I just saw a blurb, something about range-free and farm-raised. What's the difference with all this? Now, I know that we don't imbibe in any of these anymore, but it might be an interesting adjunct to the eating DVD is what I'm thinking. I don't know, but you know, since we are doing what we are doing with our food, some people might be interested in watching it. So that's Oprah today. Anyone else have any questions regarding lifestyle?
Regarding lifestyle, I made the cheese and eggplant and I could. Neither one of us particularly liked leaving the skin on it. And my husband, bless his heart, after we'd had the one serving and had 3/4 of a pan left, he went and he took off the skin off of every piece. And then he chopped it all up and put it all together. And he said, I'm either going to fry it or I'll just put mine, I'll just warm it up in the microwave because it tasted all right. But leaving the skin on the eggplant did not work at all.
And it's interesting because I'm going to make it for dinner tonight, and I happen to like the skin, and I told you I like the end piece.
I know.
I like that chewy part of it. Did you cook it a long time, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I cooked about an hour and a half.
It's a different taste, you know, that's all. Different people have different tastes. You're probably not used to eating the skin of eggplant, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Not used to eating eggplant.
Oh, I had not eaten it before several years ago. When probably the original lifestyle, if I was out for dinner and there was nothing else on the menu, I would order eggplant parm, which I decided I liked. And that's how I fell on this recipe, you know.
I put a little onions in it, too, and that's the only thing I added. They said the cheese would melt, and it didn't.
It's not like real cheese.
No, it isn't. I've bought it before, and on every package it says it melts.
Uh-huh.
It never has melted for me.
It's a different kind of melting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's all I can say.
It's just soft.
Yeah. Soft. I'm making that for dinner tonight.
On the eggplant, why don't you guys try Chinese eggplant? It's narrow, it is tasty, and it is easily softened.
I like that when you're talking about the long, thin ones, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Oh. Much easier to get softened. We just steam and...
You leave the skin on it.
Yes. When you steam, you need the skin to hold the juices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can put some spice on it.
I did one the other day with eggplant that you just poked it full of holes, and when you got through baking it, you scooped out the inside and you used it in a spread. Well, when I got through putting this recipe together, it came from our group here in Corbett. They printed it in the first newsletter they put out. The whole batch looked like salsa because it used a lot of tomato in it. Well, the next time I make it, I'll put more eggplant in proportion because I absolutely loved it. We spread it. It was called a spread, not a salsa. It just looked like a salsa in the jar. And we put it on toast last night with soup.
Mm.
And it was absolutely delicious, but I would like having a little more of the flavor of the eggplant, and the rest of it, was greater. And there's a number of different seasonings and spices in it. Basically, that's what it's made up of. Oh, and very finely diced zucchini and green onion also. I'll have to put it together and send it down. But one that is available... for anyone that gets Jason Wyrick's recipes. With that, I served root veggie stew, and it was parsnip, sweet potato, red potato, carrot, and rutabaga, and then a little bit of seasoning and fresh ginger, parsley, chopped parsley on the top of it for your garnish as well as flavor in the bowl. And it was very good. One of the techniques that he used in putting that recipe together when it was cooked, you pulled out half of drain the liquid off, and then run half of the vegetables in the blender, and then add it back to the pot so it made a creamy base or a substantial. There's no milk in it, but the thickened base, and it was excellent. So that just came down either yesterday or the day before for anyone that's getting Jason Wyrick's recipes. And you can subscribe to that, and I think it's just, I've got it right here. He does an incredible job. Don't let it scare you because each recipe is 4 pages, including pictures and chef's notes and the breakdown and how it works and then some things about it and complimentary food and drinks to put with it and where to shop for ingredients and... So he's got all this other information, but the recipes are, many of them are not that, not that big. And they're easily read because he lists out the steps in a very logical order. Anyway, the website is, sorry about the ringing phone down here. I see that his site comes out printed really, really fine. www.veganculinaryexperience.com. Three words. veganculinaryexperience.com. Culinary is C-U-L-I-N-A-R-Y. Not one you write every day of the week.
There's also a an eggplant recipe in the, I think it was the Marianne Shearer book, that you make like a hummus. It's very good too. You bake the whole eggplant at once and then put it in the blender, and it really, it's a nice thing to use either with crackers or toast or with veggies, and it was really good.
Jeannie would probably tell you that, she probably can't get a word in edgewise right here this morning if she's listening.
That's true. You guys are doing a great job.
I was thinking of your baba ganoush.
Yeah,
that's really delicious. Jason Wyrick's, the latest one, too, he has a butternut squash thing that sounded so good, and I didn't look at it totally, but I did think, oh, I have to save this one and look at it later. So it just came out, I think, yesterday or the day before.
And one little note about Jason, because since I've met him more than once, I kind of favor him. He's a young man that cured his diabetes by eating this way, I think, so he tells the story in short form. And this is all free, the main recipes. If you want to contribute and you feel you're really getting your worth, he does have a membership. He calls this his magazine. He does have a membership to it, and then he sends you extra recipes. And when you do that, he told us at the, it's not in print, so don't say that I said it that way. But he said at the live presentation he did here in Portland, so you're calling this newsletter you go out, that's your magazine, and so that's an annual fee. And he looked at everybody, he goes, I don't keep paperwork, I don't keep track of anything. He says, no, he says, I just feel there's enough people coming in all the time that I'm going to be okay. And besides that, he's got a what do you call it, Jeannie? It's not a catering business, but...
Well, it's kind of, I forgot what he calls it, too. He just established that recently.
Yeah, you can order food from him, and I think he even ships out in the area, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah.
He lives in Portland?
He lives in Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah, we have to go see him.
I know. I did drop him an email saying that I was going to be down there, so I'll watch and see if something comes in today. Anyway, I like a lot of the things that he has done now. I get way more recipes than I ever get made, but I just put them in my computer under a file and with his name, and then, you know, catalog them the same as I'm doing my other ones. So
that's what I do too.
Mm-hmm. God, this is Mel.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Does he have a website?
Yes. That is. Let's see, it's, Vegan Culinary Experience.
Oh, that's him.
That's
Jason Wyrick?
You can Google Jason Wyrick, too. Wyrick is W-Y and then just R-I-C-K, Jason Wyrick.
Okay.
But the website is where he operates off of also.
I see, okay. And how do you subscribe to his...
He'll just say you want to be on his newsletter list, that starts it, and then at the bottom he always has a little blurb that says, and if you want to subscribe to our magazine for additional recipes, blah, 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 you know, click here or whatever. So, yeah, he'll put all the information on it.
Thank you.
There, so, yeah.
That's a daily thing that you get? Or weekly?
Pardon?
How often do you get
weekly?
Recipes? Weekly?
Oh, 2-3 times a week, sometimes almost every day, and sometimes there's 4 or 5 that come at one time. So what would you guess, Jeannie? That's the way I see it.
I don't have the membership. I just signed up for his newsletter or whatever, and I think it's like once a week that I get his like he did an African thing, and there's 4, 5, 6 different recipes. It could be twice a week.
Yeah. So, he did one out of Africa, and it was interesting because the day after Vance announced that his they were getting we were getting a new granddaughter from Ethiopia. They had been working on Africa that week, and Jeannie had sent me, so I'd notice it, you know, the reminder that that's what they were doing. And then the next day, after Vance told us, here comes a recipe for Ethiopia, which I had chuckled about.
It is so cute.
Told him, and went back and told Jason, and then also sent it on to Vance, of course. So it's just fun. You know, as long as we're going to eat, let's make it enjoyable, let's make it tasty, let's make it fun. So,
anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns, now that we are way past the half hour?
I'm sorry. Didn't look.
No, it's not a problem. I mean, I don't want to let anybody go with a question that they need answering now.
Oh, this is Mel again.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of tomatoes here. I'm in New Jersey right now, and I just don't know right offhand what to do with it.
What color are they?
The grape tomatoes. They're like
are they
orange.
Are they ripe already?
Yes.
They're ripe?
Yes.
You know what? One of the things that would be easy, since they're small ones, there's a... did you say you're in the States now, Mel?
Yes. I'm in New Jersey right now.
Okay, there's a book that Ball puts out. I just picked it up in where they've got canning supplies normally. It's packed full of recipes for preserving. And I don't necessarily do it the way they say. Sometimes I just make it up, and there's one that happens to be in there. Well, there's several in there on tomatoes, and ripe and green both. But there were two sauces. One was an Italian sauce, and the other one was a... shoot. I don't know. I don't have it right here. I don't want to take up your time. But anyway, in that book, there was one sauce that you didn't peel the tomatoes or anything. You just chopped them up, simmered them, threw them in the blender with your spices. It was basil. Basil and something else they used in it. And sounded like a wonderful recipe. I haven't gotten to it yet, so it won't be before we leave for the convention, but one that I definitely do plan on doing.
We had too many tomatoes, and we just put them in the dryer, sliced them and put them in the dryer.
That's another way. I did a bunch of those, too.
Mel, do you have any interest in making tomato soup?
Yes.
I have a tomato soup recipe if you want it.
Oh, yes.
It's easy, but it takes time.
Okay. Yeah, I have time here. I'm here with my kids, with my grandkids.
I can give it to you now, and anybody else who wants to hear it, I think it once a while ago.
Oh, that would be great.
You take your you wash your tomatoes, obviously, and then since yours are small, you don't even have to cut them in half, but then mush them in a pan, in a pot.
Uh-huh.
Cover it with water. And bring it to a, you know, and simmer it until the tomatoes are soft.
Okay.
Then you have to wait until it cools down, obviously. I put them through the blender.
Okay.
I don't peel them. I don't seed them or anything. I put everything in the blender. And then I bring it to a boil again and simmer it. Right, you know what? I better read my recipe so that I'm giving you accurate information. And I add rice. And somebody said how much, and you know, I just keep stirring it and looking to see, making sure I'm getting rice on my spoon, basically, you know. And if it's too thick, my family likes thick. Put water in the tomatoes, cook till real mushy. Strain and put it on low heat, and add rice to the soup. Then you can add salt, and you know, again, according to taste. And
now, are you using brown rice?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. And then you cook it until the rice is soft, which takes a while. Then you add a little bit of vinegar and sweetener, whatever you use for sweetener, and cook it a little bit longer. And then I just froze 10 of them on Sunday, 10 cartons, containers of them, because I had made it. And I do it over more than one day because the time it takes until it cools down, you can put it in the blender. But I just made 3 big pots of this.
Okay, so you're not blending the rice up.
No. Okay,
the tomatoes.
Boil, you cook your tomatoes first until they're real mushy. and then you have to wait for it to cool down. Put it through the blender, and then bring it back, put it back on the stove, and heat it up again. Add the rice.
About the cooked rice?
No, raw, you know, brown rice is what I use. Add some salt to taste. And anybody who knows me, they know that's a little bit. And then you cook it until the rice is soft, which can take, I don't know what makes one go quicker than the other, but I noticed that one of my pans cooks quicker, and it wasn't the Nikan one that cooked quicker for whatever reason. And then after the rice is soft, you add some vinegar and sweetener, so it's like a sweet and sour, and cook it a little bit longer, and then it was delicious.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My son was...
Can you just freeze this?
I'm sorry?
If you have a lot, you freeze it?
Oh, I did. I froze 10 containers, and there was some left that I thought my husband and I would have for dinner Monday night, and my son came, and I said, do you want a little bit of tomato soup, and he loved it. He ate the whole thing. So, yeah, my family likes it, and I'm glad I have it in the freezer now. It just takes time. But it's an easy recipe.
Yeah. And perhaps, to make a different kind of recipe, you can add basil, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
No garlic, Nancy?
No, can you believe that? This woman is my mother's, and she used to use one of those things, I don't know what they're called, that are on a stand and with the wooden thing that you would press the tomatoes through the sieve.
A Foley press?
Whatever it was called, I don't know, so that she took the seeds and the skin off. I never did it that way. You know, it just didn't make sense to me because you're throwing away good stuff.
Yeah, so, well, in the blender, you don't need to.
I've always used the blender, but, in her day, whoever devised this recipe, probably my grandmother, they didn't have blenders.
Yeah, in the Vitamix, you wouldn't wait for it to cool. You'd put it in hot and run it.
It's boiling. I would certainly wait until it cools a little bit. And since I use really big pots, it takes a long time. Even the next morning, the pot was still warm.
Yes, I know.
So, it doesn't cool down real fast when it's... I use really... In fact, the Nikan big pot is my smallest of the three. So...
If I can find enough tomatoes, I think that's what we're going to have for dinner, and then the rest of it will go in the freezer.
There's 3 bags of potting soil out there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's almost 11 o'clock here, guys. Anybody have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns? Well, enjoy what's left of this beautiful weather that we're having anyway. I think this may be our last day. You guys, I know, across the country don't get the colors that we are lucky enough to get in Ohio. But if you get out into the country and see some of the gorgeous colors, it's really worth the trip. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for everybody's participation. And I learned a lot on today's call, so I appreciate the information. And we will be back tomorrow. Thanks for your help,
Thank
everybody.
You. Thanks. Good call. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Welcome.
Thanks.